The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll get you from point A to point B. But if you're looking for point C, well, buddy, you're on your own. But if you wait right here, in just about 2 minutes, the bus to point C will be coming right by. And now, here's your Ralph Cramden of the airways, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks. We interrupt this program to continue this program. As you know, I interview guests, but in hour two, that's right now, every Thursday, that's right now, we do something we call Ask Metaxas. Now, this is a special Savannah, Georgia version of Ask Metaxas because I happen to be still this minute as we record this in Savannah, Georgia. I will try not to have I'm not going to put on a drawl or anything like that. I wouldn't do that. Actually, I would do that, but I won't do that today, even though I'm in Savannah. So, Albin, you get to ask the questions. People write in, and I want to encourage you folks, if you've got a question, please write in, because we're always looking for fun, interesting questions. And here we go.
I'm getting the vapors over here, Eric. I'm getting the vapors.
You're not in Savannah, so feel free to do that.
All right. Okay, here we go. I wanted to ask you why you chose Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon for your opening song on the radio show. I find it an interesting choice.
Yeah, this program begins with Werewolves of London. And there's no real answer except that I like it. And I think that, anything that I like, anything that's beautiful or good or true or, you know, I think is worth highlighting. And there's something fun about that song. There's something irreverent about that song. I think maybe there's some people listen to this program who are so religiously minded that they think I ought to have, Just As I Am as my opening theme. And I just want to say to those people, Just As I Am is not as much fun as Werewolves of London. I really love Werewolves of London. Warren Zevon's a genius. And I just think it sets a fun tone. We close every program with the Doobie Brothers. And I'm not promoting weed on the program by having the Doobie Brothers on. But I do love the Doobie Brothers, and their song Jesus Is Just All Right by me closes the program. And I think some people have even written in about that, like, well, what do you mean Jesus is just all right by me? That doesn't sound it's hard for me to respond to that. It's fun. It mentions Jesus in a positive way. If that's not good enough for you, I don't know what to tell you. But I just love the Doobie Brothers. I think that's a fun song. And by the way, Jesus Is Just All Right by me. That's kind of an understatement, right? So anyway, let's move on to our second exciting question.
Okay. I thought you were going to say that, you know, Dracula was an atheist, but werewolves are all Christian, right?
Yes. Werewolves, there's revival happening in the werewolf community. Yes. I forgot to mention that. Please.
Question number two, are you super duper pumped for the Super Bowl? Wings with blue cheese or ranch?
Can I possibly convey to you how little I care about the Super Bowl? Probably not. Not in any human language. And I don't want to resort to an angelic language because that would push away the Dutch Reformed group that listens to this program. So I just want to say I care less and less about sports because they've gone woke, and the Super Bowl is so worldly. So I'm not saying I won't watch it. Conceivably, I'll watch parts of it, but it's often hard for me to care about these kinds of things. I don't even watch it for the commercials anymore. So yeah, I might watch it. I don't know who they're having for their halftime show. I'm pretty sure it's the devil himself this year. They decided to kick it up a notch and have Lucifer strutting around the stage, or maybe I'm just projecting, but it's just not something that I don't think of it as a national holiday or whatever. So usually I'll watch parts of it, but I'm not as pumped as a lot of the other people listening to this program. And if I've disappointed you, I'm sorry.
The halftime show is Weird Al Yankovic. So,
all right.
Yeah. Number three, do you have classified documents in your home? Does everyone?
I'm pretty sure in the garage I've got some very, very, very classified documents. And the FBI is going to be busting down my door any minute unless my name is Joe Biden, which it could be.
Okay. Now, here's a long one, and I'm looking for the question in it, but here it is. Eric, I love to listen to you. I admire your courage and tenacity on so many issues of our day. I'm thankful to know of you. I know the horror of child trafficking exists, but what about the stories we hear that sound like QAnon? I'm of the opinion that Q is organized misinformation, opinion largely based on the accusations against Billy Graham that I've read through Q. What is your take on Q and Isaac Cappy? I just finished watching the documentary These Little Ones by Stu Peters. The reason I ask you is because I fully trust your passion to find the truth about these difficult topics. May God continue to grace you and work with you and as you honor him.
Well, my opinion of Q is a non-opinion. I've heard enough from Q that sounds wrong to have a skeptical view of Q and not to take Q particularly seriously. It does strike me that it is highly likely that Q is a deep state thing. In other words, that some people in the deep state, the same people that created the fantasy that January 6th was an insurrection or that encouraged people to come into the Capitol. I think that there are very, very, very bad actors in some of the agencies, whether it's the CIA or others or state, who would love to create a conspiracy theory just to gaslight people who are susceptible to them. And the reason I say this in part is that things that I know that are true, that have nothing to do with Q, are so bad that you don't need to believe that there are lizard people or that Hillary Clinton was hanged at Guantanamo Bay a month ago or that Joe Biden has a double. Even if those things were true, like there's so much stuff that I know is true that to go there, I think, is to get sucked down a rabbit trail that is unworthy of our time. And so I typically look with a jaundiced eye at anything that seems like a purely Q kind of thing, because, again, the reality is so bad. Stealing elections, creating vaccines that kill people. And then you say, well, it just kills a few people that had nothing to do with the vaccine. Right. In other words, the things that are actually happening, people, the FBI breaking down the doors of Brandon Strock and Roger Stone and all of these good people, that stuff is so wicked, is so un-American. Stealing elections, which has been going on for a long time and has reached an apex recently. If that's not enough for you, I don't know what you're doing with your extra time, because the evil that has come upon us, if you don't deal with that seriously and you get sucked down these rabbit trails. Now, again, I'm not saying that there's not some truth to some of the things that they have put out, but I don't see the need to focus on that. I mean, if there's any kind of child trafficking, sex trafficking, that is evil. And of course, we need to do something about it. But I don't feel that Q is a reliable guide, and the coyness, the way that Q goes about doing what they do makes me suspicious. And again, I don't think you need to bother with that. There's enough in plain sight nightmare stuff going on that there's just no reason to bother with Q. Yeah. So I'm not a fan of Q. I don't follow Q. And I would say that people ought to be dissuaded from following it. Also, I don't believe the Earth is flat. Call me a kook. But
okay, that's a good one. Last question. I saw that the spring Socrates events have launched. Very excited about all that. When and where can I get those tickets?
You better hurry up because it went live today. Go to SocratesInTheCity.com. Early bird tickets are very limited. Jump on it, SocratesInTheCity.com.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Folks, welcome back. If you listen to this program, you know what a big fan I have been of Newsmax. In fact, in hour one today, I talked to Greg Kelly for the whole hour. If you pay attention to what's going on in the world, you know that the censorship culture, the cancel culture has come for Newsmax. That's one of the ways you know Newsmax are the good guys. I have the privilege right now of talking to the man behind Newsmax, Christopher Ruddy. Chris, welcome to this program.
Eric, I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, I've been on Newsmax so many times, I thought it's fair that you would come on here. But I want to hear you talk about what you all are going through. Because as far as I'm concerned, the nation is at stake. When I hear about something like this, it's horrifying to me. But tell my audience what you all at Newsmax are facing right now.
Well, I could say this just dealt with Newsmax, but it doesn't. I think it's about the future of the country, and I think I'm really glad you appreciate that and feel the same way. Newsmax has been around since the 90s as a digital media company. We started a cable news channel 5 or 6 years ago. We're now the fourth highest rated cable news channel, top. We reached 25 million people regularly. That's Nielsen numbers. And a lot of people don't like that fact because we're giving, I think, both sides. We're giving fair news. We're giving information. We're talking about faith-based issues that other channels don't talk about. They don't like us. And we already know that there was an effort when Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats came to power. They wrote a letter to AT&T, which owns DirecTV, all the other cable companies, saying deform One America Channel, Newsmax, and Fox News. They said we were spreading misinformation about the election. Apparently, AT&T DirecTV complied. They removed the One America Channel last year. We were up for renewal this January, and they removed us. They deplatformed us. They took us home for 13 million homes. We believe that it was an effort at censorship. They did not want to have another conservative voice going into the 2024 election. And in fact, we show they have 22 liberal news channels. They still run on DirecTV. Other than Fox, there's nothing else, no other conservative news channel. And it's pretty clear what the game here is. And they think they're going to get away with it. We're speaking up about it. I'm very glad you are.
Well, the question is, what can we do? I mean, this is outrageous. We know this is absolutely outrageous. Newsmax, frankly, has been a lifeline for millions and millions and millions of Americans, many of whom were rightly disgusted with Fox or parts of Fox. So the idea that they would do this to Newsmax which, as I said, has been a lifeline of news and information. It just seems fundamentally un-American, fundamentally wrong. Why do they think they can get away with this, and what might we do?
Well, some people said that there wasn't enough blowback after One America was deplatformed. Now, I like One America, but they did have smaller ratings, much smaller than we did. Newsmax is a really big media company now, a really big. So the fact they did this after doing One America and then with the Republicans winning the House, and there were 41 congressmen, we would have had a lot more. We just didn't have time. Apparently wrote a letter saying to DirecTV, it's been published, don't do this. And they still went ahead. It shows you that the woke culture is really, really penetrated these big companies. They don't care. And I you know, Donald Trump, President Trump's a friend, and he loves Newsmax, as do a lot of other people running. Ron DeSantis spoke out for Newsmax yesterday saying that we were being targeted. But President Trump says people should just cancel their DirecTV. They should just cancel their AT&T cell phones and their wireless service. Call them and say, you're censoring Newsmax. I have to censor you now. And that's really, I think, the only way they're going to do it. If when people call up, and there's been 70,000 people, we have a number, 877-NEWSMAX, 877-NEWSMAX, and it connects you to DirecTV or AT&T. We've had over 70,000 people make calls to that line. And they'll say, well, we're still in negotiation. No, they refuse to negotiate. There's no negotiation. Newsmax wanted higher fees. We didn't want to cost the customers. The higher fee was we wanted about $1 a year in cable fees, $1 from somebody's bill for the whole year, $1 the whole year. CNN gets $14. I can show you the list of the 22 cable channels that are liberal. They all get paid higher fees than we were asking for, and most of them have lower ratings.
Well, see, this brings up why people love Donald Trump, because he has the guts to say what anyone with a brain would think of. Excuse me, we're going to cancel you. You want to play that game? It's going to cut both ways. And so I do hope that everyone listening to this program, and folks, you know I mean this, you need to take action. If you do not take action, you are part of the problem. Chris, you just gave us the number 877-NEWSMAX.
Yes, and that's toll-free. And also there's the iwantnewsmax.com page, iwantnewsmax.com. That is a petition, and it also gives you places you can get Newsmax if you can't get it on DirecTV. Dish is a satellite company. They have us there. We're on every major cable system we're on other than DirecTV.
But so what should people say? In other words, if people can, they should cancel AT&T, you were saying. Is that the main thing, or is it also to cancel DirecTV or both?
Well, I think that AT&T is the company here, right? They're the ones that deplatform One America. They deplatform Newsmax. They're the ones that owned CNN during the period it was weaponized against Trump and the Republicans. They owned it for 3 years there when they did the merger. And the guy who oversees that is now the CEO of AT&T. So I think you got to treat it as one company. And even if you don't get DirecTV, you have the cell phone. President Trump said he has AT&T and DirecTV, and he's canceling and switching both. You know, it's people's decision what they want to do. But I think unless, like you say, you cancel back, they're never going to take you seriously.
You're being nice and corporate and by saying it's people's decision. I'm here to say, ladies and gentlemen, you hear what is happening. OK, this is despicable. And if you're not outraged to do something about it, you are part of the problem. AT&T is doing the kind of thing. Disney did it recently. When a company like this takes you and everything they have in this nation for granted and basically says we're going to do what we like, if you don't push back, you become part of the problem. So I'm glad, Chris Ruddy, that you're helping us understand what we might do. So I want to say again, cancel AT&T and tell them why. Cancel DirecTV. Tell them why. Tell your friends to do the same thing. You can call 877-NEWSMAX. Chris, this is very important that we become activists. I mean, I think that for Americans to put up with this, this is an issue of principle. You don't need to be a conservative or a fan of Newsmax, but it's an issue of principle. And that's kind of where we are.
And I might add, you know, Congressman Senator Ted Cruz has been very strong. He led Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and Mike Lee had a letter yesterday that they sent to AT&T demanding that we not be discriminated. They're asking for documents. They want to hold a hearing. We know in the House, Leader McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker, has said that he believes there will be hearings. We would encourage people, call Congress, call your senator. Call the switchboard in Washington. The number is really easy to remember, 202-224-3121. That's 202-WASHINGTON, 224-3121. And tell them that you want not only hearings, you'd like to get from your congressman or your senator the date of the hearings. When are the? Can you give me the date? Give them your phone number and say, will you call me back when you get the date? This is not going to be just like a mini battle. I think it's a war, and we've got to – I'm willing to – you know, we've lost a lot by losing DirecTV, but we're going to continue fighting it. You know, it would have been nicer for us to probably shut up and go away, but I'm not going to go away because I know that this is bigger than us.
Oh, there's just no question about it. The nation's at stake, and when you're talking about America, the world is at stake. You know, there's no America waiting in the wings when we go down. And so, I mean, I talk about this all the time, just about every day. But if people don't understand, you've got to do something, folks. You have got to do something. You've got to pay a price. If you like freedom, if you want your children to have freedom, if you care about these things for which patriots have died through the centuries, you have to do your part. And sometimes your part is a small thing, but you have to do it. So canceling AT&T, letting them know we don't behave this way in America, and if you behave this way, we're going to cancel you. Canceling Direct TV, we just mentioned it. You can call 877-NEWSMAX, 877-NEWSMAX. And then finally, we just have a quick segment with Chris when we come back, but I just want to remind you folks, calling Congress, can you do that? 202-224-3121. Demand that they have hearings on this issue and ask them, when will the date of the hearings be? Will you get back to me on that? 202-224-3121. We'll be right back with Chris Ruddy. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com.
Folks, folks, welcome back. If you're listening, you can tell that I'm angry because there are tremendous injustices happening all around us in this country. The latest and a very significant one is AT&T and DirecTV kicking Newsmax, one of the heroes, to the curb. And this is ugly, and we need to stand against it. I have the privilege of speaking with Christopher Ruddy, who is the man behind Newsmax. Chris, what was your vision for Newsmax when you came on board? I mean, how did this happen in your life that you found yourself behind this extraordinary institution?
Well, it's a long story, Eric, and I would say that journalism was an accident. I hadn't planned as a young person to be in journalism. I had planned to go in business. I had gotten a degree in economics, a master's. I accidentally ended up in it, and I was surprised, and this is in the early 90s, mid-90s, that how left-wing the press was and how unopen they were to – and I was covering the Clinton White House at this time. I did it for the New York Post and the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. I saw the power of the internet in those years. Matt Drudge of the famous Drudge Report would link to my stories in the Pittsburgh paper, the Post, and elsewhere. And I thought, wow, this is the first time we're breaking through, getting around the gatekeepers. And so I launched Newsmax, and we had a phenomenal, successful period for many years on the digital side. And we decided, you know what, we really need to be in the video world. Fox is good, but Fox isn't enough. And what happens if Fox goes? So we started at the time. People said, you're never going to get on any systems. This is about 2014. We got on every system. People said, you're going to fail. We grew to be the fourth largest cable channel in the United States. So I believe there's a higher power that helps Newsmax and has guided us. And I believe the American people, you know, we talk about the situation we're facing. Like, why is it we're in a country where so many crazy, the woke agenda and anything else? The truth is, Eric, that the media is overwhelmingly left-wing. They become increasingly left-wing. You at Salem do a wonderful job, your show. Newsmax, I think we do a good job. We're outgunned. And just look what DirecTV is doing. They just have Fox. They got rid of the only other two conservative channels, and they have 22 liberal channels, and they consider that a balanced offering when half the country votes on the Republican side. So it shows you that the people that run these companies could care less what you think or feel or want. And I just think that people have to vote with their pocketbooks now and make in their feet and their phone calls and make a decision on which America they want to choose.
Well, I certainly agree with that. And I really think that if people don't push back, I'm just repeating myself, but I think we've become so blessed in America that we've become fat and lazy and complacent. We don't understand there's a price that we need to pay, that many people have paid with their lives so that we could have the freedoms that we do, and that we all ought to understand that it is our job to keep the republic by doing whatever it is that we need to do, and it's certainly not nothing. And one of the few things we can do is when someone, whether it's Disney or AT&T, decides to be really cavalier and contemptuous of the people that they, you know, that they claim are their constituents, we have to stand up. We have to do something. And the least we can do is push back and let them know, excuse me, I will not put up with this. And so we were talking about, I want to ask my, I don't normally do this kind of thing, but I want to say to everybody in my audience, folks, please dial 877-NEWSMAX. Let AT&T know that you want to cancel your subscription to AT&T. If you can do it, folks, you need to do this. The message you will send is astonishing, believe me, because they don't expect blowback. They are just absolutely used to getting away with doing whatever they like. AT&T, DirecTV. And, Chris, you mentioned a website, iwantnewsmax.com. What is there?
There's a petition. Well, all the phone numbers are there. A petition to Congress is about opposing woke censorship. And the listing of all the cable providers that still carry Newsmax, like Dish and Xfinity and Charter, Spectrum and others. So Fubo, they're all there. I might mention, Eric, that I think, you know, this danger moment we live in, you know, you're saying we have to pay, we're going to ultimately pay a price if we don't pay the price now,
right,
if we don't make the sacrifice. And we're seeing where this culture is going. There are people that believe that if you deny climate change, which is even having a question about it, you should actually be jailed.
Yeah.
Okay. There are people that believe that if you supported Donald Trump, you should be removed from your job.
Yeah.
Or, right? There are people on the election stuff. We were sued tremendously because we just reported on both sides. We never said anything election, any matter about the election one way or another. We just reported what was going on. So we get sued for that. In Canada, you can be criminally charged if you speak out on biblical views and viewpoints. I mean, this is well known, and that's sort of one step removed. And we're seeing in California this far wokeism. You're crazy if you believe that there's only two genders. I mean, what type of world are we living in now that this has happened? And so this dangerous moment is getting in the red zone, and I'm speaking out. I'm glad you are, and I just hope people will join with us in the ways they can do it. And people think maybe I live in Iowa or in Idaho or Texas.
Yeah.
I can't really do much.
No,
you can do a lot. You can do a lot.
People, first of all, again, thank you for running Newsmax and giving us an extraordinary alternative. Folks, you've got to take action. AT&T has to pay a price. DirecTV has to pay a price. We have to let them know this is unacceptable in America. Christopher Ruddy, thank you. God bless you for all you're doing. Thank you.
Eric, thank you. I really appreciate you, and God bless you and your audience.
Thank you.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. That's inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you walk in.
Yeah. Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Good.
Okay.
Good.
Now, Albin, listen, we've talked about this a few times on the program. People write us. Today we did Ask Metaxas. Did I imagine that? That was... Right? We just did Ask Metaxas.
I think you did. Yeah.
Okay, so people write us a lot of questions. Sometimes people, and I want to encourage people to write to us, whether you go to MetaxasTalk.com or to my website, EricMetaxas.com. I want to encourage people to write to us. I am still able to read everything people write, and we get some, we sometimes get some really crazy people writing in. I didn't think I'd ever live to see the day where the crazy people were writing to me. But most of this stuff is wonderful, and it's for many of you. Mm-hmm. And I want to say thank you for writing.
By the way, half of those letters are from me.
I thought so.
Yeah.
They have to be, because it sounds just like you. But seriously, we do want every now and again to do what I'm going to do right now is a segment called A Listener Writes. This is A Listener Writes. So this is when somebody writes in. It's not so much that they have a question, but it makes me want to comment or read it and comment on it, because this touches on, you know, a lot of people over the years have been upset with me for my support of Donald Trump because he uses foul language or something. I don't know. And listen, I get all that. Yeah. I get it.
Well, Donald said, stop supporting me, Eric.
But I want to say that I got this letter and I wanted to read this because I thought this helps me clarify where I'm coming from. All right. So this person writes, we're going to withhold the name. Eric,
Part of me never believed I would see this day. The era of Roe v. Wade is over. So obviously I got this a number of months ago, and we've been holding it. But part of me never believed I'd see the day the era of Roe v. Wade is over. When my husband and I visited Independence Hall back in October of 2016, the tour guide mentioned Ben Franklin's "If You Can Keep It" statement. I elbowed my husband and said, "That's the title of Eric Metaxas' latest book." And this woman is obviously correct because this book did come out in 2016. She continues, "The election was only a few weeks away, and we both knew it was important, if you can keep it. So for a few moments in the birthplace of our republic, we prayed. We prayed for the Lord's will to be accomplished in the election." That's the 2016 election. "We prayed for wisdom. My husband wasn't a citizen then, so I had the sole vote for our family. I agonized over the decision. I wasn't sure he, Trump, was the man for the job. But today, I am so thankful I voted for him." Now, this is because of Roe v. Wade, this woman is writing. "Today, I'm so thankful I voted for him. I'm thankful for your op-ed in the Wall Street Journal about the election." Now, in October of 2016, I wrote an op-ed that was published in the Wall Street Journal saying, "Should Christians vote for Trump?" This woman continues, "I agreed that the Supreme Court appointments and the possibility of overturning Roe was worth the risk. I marvel at the courage of Justices Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. And although abortion is still legal where we live in Washington state, I am emboldened to believe that God wants to change hearts and lives and end abortion even here. With Roe overturned, a terrible wrong has been made right. Thank you for standing for truth."
Wow.
So this got me choked up, and I said, at some point, if we can squeeze it in, I want to read it, because I remember, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, Trump is, of course, a very divisive figure, but I think a big part of the reason he's a divisive figure is because he doesn't take baloney, right? And so I'm not saying I agree with him on everything, but the point is that he saw some things and he pushed back, and a lot of the people in the media, a lot of people in the, you know, the deep state bureaucracy, a lot of the people in the Uniparty said, "Hey, wait a minute, we don't go there. Your job is to shut up and, you know, kind of do as you're told." And he didn't. And I actually thought that someone with that personality is capable of standing when other people would buckle. And when he did not throw Kavanaugh under the bus, we've covered this with John Zmirak and with Mark Judge, who wrote the book. By the way, if you want an amazing book, Mark Judge wrote a book, The Devil's Triangle. The fact that Trump stood and did not say, "You know what, this isn't looking good with Kavanaugh, let's dump him and find somebody else." I firmly believe most other Republican presidents or leaders would have done that. The fact that Trump was faithful to his word to point originalists to the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, in my lifetime, I have heard a lot of people promise a lot of things. I have heard a lot of Republicans promise a lot of things and absolutely not follow through. The most famous, George Bush Sr., you know, "Read my lips, no new taxes." To have a man appoint three justices to the Supreme Court who enabled the unthinkable thing to happen, the overturning of this garbage law, Roe v. Wade. It's garbage on every level. It's not just immoral, but it's bad law, which lawyers know, legal scholars know that it's a mess. I just have to say that, you know, we need to rejoice.
Yeah.
And we need to sometimes take a risk on somebody. And I want to say that if you're happy that Roe v. Wade was overturned, ladies and gentlemen, do not kid yourself. That is because of the character of Donald Trump. You don't need to like Trump, but I'm just telling you, when you say you're going to do something and then you do it, especially in a world like politics where that almost never happens, that's character. So you don't just judge people on whatever category you want. to say something and then to follow through and to do it at great cost, tremendous cost, that's a character issue. And so, again, you don't have to like Trump, but you have to give him credit for standing when others would have buckled. And so when this woman wrote this, I said, I want to read this on the air because I think it's healthy for us to talk about these things. It's okay for us to disagree. That's fine. But let's have an honest conversation and let's celebrate that Roe v. Wade was overturned. It's something that we ought to rejoice in. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Anyway, we're out of time. That concludes this segment of A Listener Writes. Thank you for writing and thank you for listening. Tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise? Oh, before you know what, Alvin, we didn't mention this earlier today because we didn't do an opening 10 with Greg Kelly.
Oh,
today is the day. Now, by the time you hear this, I hope it's not too late. But at noon Eastern time today, this is February 2nd, Groundhog Day, the Socrates in the City registrations went live. Now, the reason I say with this urgency is that the early bird tickets are limited.
Yeah.
They're a very good price. That's for February 28th with Jeannie Constantino here in New York City at the Union League Club. That is March 30th with Jung Mi Park, the defector from North Korea. Oh, my gosh. That's March 30th. And then at the Arctic Club in Seattle, where yes. I just was with John Zmirak, we've got Michael Medved April 28th. All of the registration for all of them went live today. And I just want to say bluntly that the early bird prices, there are only limited tickets that we can offer at those prices. So if you want them, please jump on that because when it goes away, it goes away. I also want to say how excited I am that we have these three guests. And I want to say again, Jeannie Constantino, her book, The Crucifixion of the King of Glory, it's really one of the best books I've ever read. It's amazing. If you want to deepen your faith as a Christian, that's the book. And she will be our guest February 28th at Socrates in the City. If you cannot get to Manhattan, we're going to do something we've never done before, live streaming.
Live.
Live. It's alive. But I mean, really, this is a big deal for us because this means that everyone around the country can tune in while we're doing it. It's kind of scary. It's live TV, so you can see all the flubs and fluffs. And, you know, if I, I don't know, anything could happen. It's scary. But you can sign up for that. So, but I want to tell you, go to SocratesandCity.com. That is today. This all the registration went live for all three events. And again, the early bird pricing is very limited. So if you're interested, I've warned you, okay?
Yeah.
I want to say that. I also want to say, just the other night, we debuted the Oz Guinness video, which we did in December. It is terrific, and it has already got like a zillion views. I mean, I am amazed at how many people are watching these things. Yeah. And this is why we film everything at such a high quality, because we want, you know, thousands and thousands of people to watch it. There's only 200-plus people at the event. But already the Oz Guinness event, which is titled The Magna Carta of Humanity, has been watched. I don't know. The last I checked, it was like 8,000 or 10,000, something like that. And we just launched it Tuesday at 7 p.m. So it's kind of exciting that this stuff is getting out there. Alvin, I should say also, people listening to this program already probably know, we recommend you go to salemnow.com. Why? I don't know why, but we recommend it nonetheless. SalemNow.com. Actually, there's so much good stuff there. There's a film called Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. If you need to know why you ought never to spend one thin dime in anything related to Disney,
or a fat nickel either,
go to SalemNow.com. Kind of important we know what happened to that corporation because you really you need to be apprised of these
things. This is a free video. So, I mean, you can tune in and watch it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's free. SalemNow.com. Plenty of other great stuff. And let me also remind you.
Kingdom.
MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Use the code Eric. Tell your friends to use the code Eric. That's the main sponsor on this program, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. They've got like MyPillow 2.0. I don't know what that does. But MyPillow 2.0, we're going to be talking about this in the future.
Yeah.
MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, greatest coffee ever. It is what I drink now. MyStore.com, get the coffee. You can get my books. You can get all kinds of stuff. The only thing we care about is you use the code Eric. And thank you very much.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.